Callers to a child abuse hotline in the Northern Territory were left waiting so long that almost a quarter abandoned their calls, according to figures released to the NT Parliament. The revelation about the high demand on the service came as the Territory's Children's Commissioner released its report into the past year of child protection, a year during which there was particular outrage over the sexual assault of a young child in Tennant Creek. The NT government insists it's working on getting its reporting system right. Rosa Ellen reports.
Good afternoon, Central Intake. You're speaking with Vanessa. How can I help? Sure. Well, who are your concerns for today? What was the child's name?
Vanessa Grimason is one of 22 child protection workers answering calls to the Northern Territory's child abuse hotline.
Do you have immediate concerns for their welfare?
She hears people's concerns about neglect and even suspicions of sexual assault. More than 21,000 calls were made to the hotline between January and September this year, but figures revealed in a government response to opposition questions at a parliamentary hearing show more than one in five people hung up before their call was answered. Callers who did speak to someone waited an average of 6 minutes on hold, and one person waited more than 4 hours.
It's certainly a really high-pressure environment, and it's a really important job. There's certainly some callers that are frustrated with the wait time or with the with getting a call back, but in most cases I find callers do understand the pressure that we're under.
Under Northern Territory law, it's mandatory to report concerns about a child being abused or neglected. The hotline statistics were given to the Northern Territory Deputy Opposition Leader, Leah Finocchiaro, who says the Territory's enormous child protection needs, which were the subject of a Royal Commission last year, are not being met.
I think 6 minutes wait time to report child abuse to the child abuse hotline is far too long. It needs to be simple and easy so that people who are often in very difficult circumstances when picking up the phone can make that report and the necessary support be delivered on the ground.
The Department of Territory Families says it's well aware of the problems with the phone line. Executive Director of Operational Support, Sasha Robinson, says the system is being redesigned and 7 new staff are being recruited to start this month.
So we've ensured that the changes that we are implementing meet the recommendations from both Royal Commissions, also from the Office of the Children Commissioner's report.
At the same time, the Northern Territory Office of the Children's Commissioner has released its annual report, showing an 11% increase in child protection notifications. 80% are related to Aboriginal children. There was also a 5% decrease in the number of reports that were substantiated. Leslie Taylor from the child abuse prevention group NAPCAN thinks even an improved phone service won't meet the community's need. She wants the government to direct people to other services from the Department of Territory Families.
It is critically important that those phone calls get through and are met in a timely manner. It is very difficult to reduce that demand. So community education might reduce demand on that service so that the right phone calls get through. That's what we think is the most important way of managing this ever-escalating demand.
Leslie Taylor from the child abuse prevention group NAPCAN, Rosa Ellen, our reporter.